Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, August 7th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and once again today we are sharing this message in a loud location, but the best we can find. We're at the Welk Theater in Branson, Missouri, our last day. Not only do we have music playing in the background, but you'll probably hear some voices and doors opening and closing as well. But we're going to try to pump our voices up loud enough that you can hear us. And it is a joy to share with you. Today's message is entitled Heavenly Climatization. And the scripture text is Colossians 3:1-3.
Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
While we've been on vacation, we attended a church service in Springfield, Missouri with our friends David and Sandy Simpson. I heard a phrase in the pastor's closing prayer that especially caught my attention. He prayed on behalf of himself and the entire congregation that God would, quote, climatize us to the atmosphere of heaven. I thought that was an interesting word to use in describing a spiritual concept.
To climatize means to acclimate or become acclimated. It means to adjust to a particular setting. It is something that anyone who has ever moved to a different climate has experienced to some degree, but an extreme example would be for a person to move from the Brazilian rainforest to Fairbanks, Alaska in the winter. We're experiencing it in a minor way as it's much hotter here in Branson than Lancaster County. Yesterday it was nearly 100 degrees.
As a child, I recall visiting my grandparents here in southern Missouri in day after day of 100 degree plus weather. That would have been back in the 60s. But I did get used to it and sure didn't stop me from playing outdoors, particularly if I could find a farm pond to swim in.
One of the great ongoing issues we all deal with in one way or another in our walk with Christ is keeping a heavenly perspective in the midst of all the stuff of life. Essentially, we are by nature very acclimated to the climate of this physical life, or as the text states, on earthly things.
But today's scripture portion is a strong call to heavenly climatization. Spiritually, we who have accepted Jesus as our personal Savior have been raised with Christ. This speaks of the present position. Paul had written in the previous chapter that we have been given fullness in Christ.
Since we have been raised with Christ, we are to set our hearts and minds on things above. This is an act of the will and must be an ongoing attitude in the life of the believer. The experiences of yesterday, however wonderful they were, need to be regularly refreshed with the present working of the Holy Spirit in our lives today.
We must seek to live with a heavenly perspective day in and day out. Many years ago, I committed the daily scripture portion to memory. In fact, we both did. Today, I want to keep this heavenly perspective and do so by personalizing the verse. Since then, I have been raised with Christ. I set my heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. I set my mind on things above, not on earthly things. For I died, and my life is now hidden with Christ in God.
Let's pray. Father, I have been delivered from the domain of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of your Son, where I find redemption, the forgiveness for my sins. It is in your holy kingdom that my heart is transformed from an earthly nature to that of a heavenly nature. As I clothe myself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, my affections for the temporary pleasures of this world diminish in light of the eternal joys to come. Remind me of this when I am tempted to give up that which is lasting for that which is but momentary. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for listening to us, whoever has chosen to do so for this message. We are once again in a very non-conducive environment for this type of thing. We're in a theater lobby in Branson, Missouri, but it was less distracting actually than the hotel lobby, and we found the room just very congested. In fact, we're checked out now as we prepare this anyway. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have quite a few photos up on the site today, again, sharing of our experiences in Branson, including a visit to a theme park yesterday called Celebration City. And I also have an opportunity today to honor some that have blessed us on this trip. My aunt and uncle, a friend named John Weissman, and friends David and Sandy Simpson all had a part in helping us out, actually keeping our costs down as well, as we didn't need to rent a car. Have a blessed day today, and we hope to be back in Lancaster County Thursday morning and podcasting once again out of our home. Do not expect to prepare a message tomorrow on Wednesday the 8th, as we will be traveling, and this whole process can take 3 or 4 hours. Have a blessed day today, and be encouraged in your walk with the Lord, and indeed keep your perspectives on heaven.